早上好，欢迎收听我们今天又一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。 So today I'm joined by my new partner Jenny.
Hello.
So Jenny, say a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Jenny. I'm from Scotland in the UK, but I've been living in China now for 9 years.
Oh, that's quite a long time.
Yeah, I really like it. I think China is a great country to live in.
好，那我们今天呢，要给大家聊的这个话题啊，首先我们讲说，很多人都会说法语是世界上最美丽的语言。Do you think French is the most beautiful language in the world?
Yeah, after English, of course.
Actually, I prefer English too. But anyway, we know that actually English and French are like brothers and sisters. They grew up together, and there are a lot of English words that come from French, right?
Yeah, you're right. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to look at some interesting English words that actually come from the French language.
是的，是的。那今天呢，给大家介绍一些来自法语的英文单词。如果你想要查看我们节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到了。
The first word today, which is a word I have a lot of knowledge about, is ballet. When I was younger, I actually was a ballet dancer. I danced ballet in many different theaters around Scotland.
That's cool. Jenny 刚刚提到了一个词叫做 ballet.中文呢也就是非常明显啊，芭蕾这个词。那他说自己曾经学过芭蕾，而且在苏格兰很多的剧院都表演过。 That's really really cool, I think. I don't know that much about ballet, but I think it's so beautiful, classy and elegant. And I guess it's not that easy to learn, right?
Yeah, you're right. I started dancing when I was only 4 years old.
That's quite a young age.
Of course, when you're young,you can learn things a lot easier.
啊，是的，是的，年轻的时候学什么都会更加容易一些。好的，我们回到这个单词本身。Just in case any of you guys don't know, 这个词的拼写的方式呢是 ballet. 但是大家刚听到我和 Jenny 的发音发的是 ballet. So the key is that the letter T at the end of the word is silent. 就是词尾这个 T 啊，它是不发音的。
Let's look at some ways that we can use the word ballet.So we can say, I was a ballet dancer when I was younger.
就在我年轻一些的时候啊，我是一名芭蕾舞者。
Or we can say, I want to see Swan Lake, the ballet. It's showing at the King's Theatre next month.
Swan Lake, that's quite a famous one. 就是下个月呢，国王剧院会有 Swan Lake, 天鹅湖的表演，我想要去看。
The second word we're going to look at today is cafe.A cafe is a small coffee shop. France, of course, is very famous for cafe. Do you like to drink coffee, Cara?
Of course, I like it, but I love milk tea even more. 就是奶茶呢，我会更加喜欢一些。好了，首先呢，有一部分中国学生会有点混淆，这个咖啡的英文单词是 coffee, but the word we're talking about is.Cafe, which means coffee shop, 是咖啡馆的意思。那有的时候呢，你可能会看到字母 E 上面有一个小小的声调一样的东西，就是因为 it comes from French, 这个词来自法语。那这个声调一样的东西呢，在法语里面叫做 accent. So Jenny, what about you? Do you like coffee?
I love to drink coffee. I have to confess, I drink coffee every day. I drink coffee in my house in the morning.
Okay.
And then, of course, I go to the coffee shop on the way to work in the morning. When I visit Europe, I love just to sit in a street cafe, drink some good coffee, and watch the world go by.
Wow, sounds very romantic and very relaxing. 大家如果说在咖啡店点一杯咖啡，然后呢，看这个人来人往啊，车水马龙的，你就可以用Watch the world go by.
We can use this word if we want to invite our friends to have a coffee with us. So, for example, we could say, Would you like to go to the cafe for coffee with me?
这有点绕啊。Would you like to go to the cafe for coffee with me? 要不要去咖啡店喝杯咖啡呢？和我一起。 那很多人呢会在早餐的时候啊点一杯咖啡，同时呢还会配一个面包。You know, a piece of bread and coffee is there a perfect match.
So that leads us on to our next word, which is actually something we can eat while drinking coffee. This word is croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a croissant, Kara? Do you know?
其实呢，这个词的中文啊，它有好几种说法。我们可以叫做可颂，不知道大家有没有听过？那可颂呢 ，it totally comes from the pronunciation.Can you hear that? 可颂和 croissant. Yeah,
yeah,
they actually sound very similar. 但是呢还有一个说法叫做羊角面包，这个就是 comes from its shape.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's a French pastry. Very light, delicious, and great for breakfast with coffee.
这个是我非常喜欢的一种面包啊。It's very crispy outside, and it's very soft inside. 外面叫做什么？外酥里嫩啊，口感特别好。那虽然说我非常的喜欢喝咖啡呢，但是中国式的早餐豆浆油条我也挺喜欢的。Did you ever try Chinese style breakfast? You always drink coffee, right?
Mostly, I eat Western style breakfast. Mostly because of my diet.
Okay.
I find Chinese breakfast is very fattening.
比较容易发胖是吧？所以呢，但是 Jenny 是一个，这个我们下期再聊啊，因为 Jenny 是一个健身狂魔，所以呢，这个中国的早餐又比较容易发胖，所以它比较偏向于这个西式的早餐。好，那我们下一个单词是什么呢 ？Which is our next word?
Our next word is entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.这个词的发音还挺难的，那我要给大家来拼写一下了，是 E N T R E P R E N E U R.
Yeah, a long word to spell.
对。
So, how can we use this word? We can say he is an entrepreneur. So, an entrepreneur is a person who starts a new business or arranges a business deal to make money.
其实它就是企业家的意思，但是呢，刚刚也给大家拼写了这个单词，大家也能感受到。When you look at the word, it actually play tricks on you. 如果你看这个单词的话，看着它的拼写，感觉它应该要读什么什么 entrepreneur 这种东西，但其实它读 entrepreneur， 就是因为它是来自法语的一个单词。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
So that's the end of today's podcast.
I'm Kara
and I'm Jenny.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.